Ladies and gents, welcome back. It's episode 51 of the Velocity Podcast. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good. What day are we now? 75 hard. We must be on day 25 or something? 26?
Yeah, day 25. But if we're speaking of that, I think episode 51, that just feels like we're now a really long way away from another milestone.
Yeah.
We had the excitement of episode 50 last week, and now we've got 49 to go before we can get excited again. So
it's that destination anxiety creeping back into our life, isn't it? When you're like you're chasing for this thing, and if you allow the thing to become too much of the reason why you're motivated to show up every day, then as soon as that thing comes, you're like, huh, oh, was that it? Was that what I was looking forward to? Because really, you know, we're addicted to the progress, right?
It's funny how we get fixated on numbers though, like 100 or 50. And I had this morning. I was training. I have a personal trainer at the moment, and I was doing some chest press, and I got to 11 reps, and I was fucked. I mean, I didn't have anything else in the tank. And he said, that'll do. I said, no, one more. And the reason I said one more is I wanted to finish on an even number. That was genuinely the reason. And so I had to get like quite a heavy spot to complete this final rep. But yeah, it's funny how we get hung up on those things.
Yeah, isn't it? It's funny. How's your week been, mate?
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. I feel it. I'm absolutely buzzing energy-wise at the moment. I don't want to harp on about 75 hard too much because we've been talking that one to death. But yeah, no, generally speaking, very, very good, very productive. The 2K club that we spoke about last week, which is a project we've got going on at Velocity, is taking shape, which is really exciting. Family are well. Got to see you yesterday, which was great. So yeah, all good. How about you?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, similar, mate. I don't have much different to add to that. And we were chatting before we came on when we were planning what we wanted to share today. And I think a lot of it is about, you know, this more of a personal one, right? Not necessarily personal to us, although I'm sure we will share a couple of things. But it's not too much about the tactical side of business, but more about the personal side of business in terms of who the man or the woman is behind the business and what has to change and happen there for the exterior, the external success to happen. Because you had an interesting conversation this week with someone, didn't you, that you wanted to share?
Yeah. I think this is really powerful and something that's often overlooked. It's not regularly spoken about in these kind of things or in content, etc. And you know, our purpose here of this podcast is not only to have a bit of fun, but to also give people a little bit of insight into what it requires to build a successful business in the fitness industry. This is something that maybe we haven't touched on enough.
Yeah.
And it's the idea that if you're going to run a successful business as a personal trainer, and I mean this literally, you need to become the type of person that can run a successful business as a personal trainer. And when you first say that sentence, it's like, well, yeah, fucking obviously. But I'm not sure that everybody actually understands that statement and what it really means and pays enough attention to those words. So, yes, I had a chat with a guy this morning who was, he's got every bit of potential you could possibly imagine, but he's also got a lot of shit going on in his world right now. Mm. And he was frustrated. He was frustrated by his lack of action. He was frustrated by the fact that his business was starting to move in a downward trend, whereas until this point, everything was in an upward trend. And he was frustrated with himself. And what classically happens in this point is that people start to make a list, or they say, tell me what to do. What campaign do I run? What promotion do I run? What strategy do I go with? And whilst that's important, like we need to create a game plan, we need to turn the situation around and get things moving forward. The effectiveness of that game plan is predicated on how ready that person is to actually carry it through and make it happen. And that was the conversation that we had.
When you said becoming the type of person who can run a successful business, I first heard that a bit of advice in context of a partner, you know, a romantic partner. And the I can't remember where it came from, so I can't attribute it, but it definitely wasn't me. So it was, you know, in order to find a partner, like if you want to find your the one, then you have to be worthy of a partner. You have to be worthy of the one, the perfect person for you. And that speaks to, you know, you have to become the best version of you so that you can deserve someone that matches you to the very best of your ability, right? And yeah, so And then now it's an internal thing, right? And what's interesting about this frame, i.e. the way we think about self-improvement, self-development, is that it you can no longer point the finger at something or someone else. You have to point the finger internally and ask yourself, what do I need to do about me so that I can become that, or at least move towards being the type of person that is going to be more of a successful individual? And I think here's one example for me personally, or I think this is for us, but I won't speak directly for you, that we were racking our heads for a long time about how do we make better content. And I'm not saying we're content geniuses, because we're absolutely not, but we've got some early feedback that it's getting better.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons was, this hit me really hard. And someone said, look, if your content sucks, then it's probably because you're a boring fucker. And that you have nothing to talk about. Like, you have no experiences. You're not building towards anything, or at least you're not sharing anything that you are building towards. And so you're just like another parrot, just echoing what anyone else is saying, and you're just joining in the echo chamber. And so as soon as you look inward again and like, well, what am I doing for myself? What journeys am I on for me personally? And what can I share about those that people can tag along to? And as soon as you open that up, and again, point the finger at yourself, it's me that's boring, or it's me that's not followable, then all of a sudden it changes the way that you engage in the external stuff, like what content you create, what offers you make, what promotions you run, because it now has something that's unique. It's more of you stamped on it. Mm. And the point that we wanted to share, or the thing we wanted to talk about, wasn't about content specifically. It's more about that inward focus to figure out what needs to be done internally so that you can get the external thing that you say you want.
Yeah, exactly. So going back to that conversation, you know, a lot of the takeaways were around making sure that he gets enough sleep, making sure that he's got his nutrition in order, because it's important to him, and he really feels the difference when it's not there.
Mm.
We spoke about having a gap between personal life and work life. So when he drives home from working and training clients, not walking straight into the house and carrying those frustrations from work home and letting them affect people at home, because that has a damning effect on how they perceive him as a person and as a business person. So they're going to be less open to him doing more business things. Same the other way around. You have a tough time at home, you walk straight into work, your first client doesn't want to hear about your bullshit from home. Like, and the next person you go and speak to who's a prospect or a lead, you're not going to approach them in the right way if you're carrying baggage from the stuff that you had at home. So we've created now for him some space and a strategy between those two places. And whilst you wouldn't directly relate those things to the growth of somebody's business, if we don't do that, then everything that we give him to do as a strategy, a campaign, whatever it might be, it's only going to be done in third gear, because he's just not in the headspace, doesn't have the right tools to do that work. So yeah, it kind of really got me thinking. And you know, I know I said I wouldn't talk about it again, but it's part of the reason we're doing 75 hard, because we've realized that about ourselves. Like, yeah, we used to be incredibly fit, healthy individuals, and then in our quest to grow velocity, we let some of that go, and we realized that that was probably having a negative effect on our ability to do things. Something that should have taken an hour was taking two, because we have brain fog and we're not enjoying the process quite as much. So for us, you know, we had to embark on a strategy that was going to fix that. It's not directly related to business, but fuck me, do I feel more productive right now?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. And I guess what's important about that is having the courage to like look at yourself in the mirror and accept the what's not going so well, because I guess it comes back to what I said before, to be fair, not to repeat myself, but we want to blame other people. Like, you want to blame your boss, you want to blame your gym manager, your landlord, your partner, your friends, your parents. Like, it's easier to point the finger at someone as opposed to looking at yourself and saying, despite all those things, what can I do?
Yeah.
And it would be easy for us to just say, yeah, we're dad, we've got family responsibilities, right? And we're building this business. Like, when you and I started Velocity and we launched it and wanted to get it off the ground, it was so easy for us to say, like, no, we don't have time for that. And like, I'm not saying that we should have trained twice a day for the last 2.5 years. That would have been probably unreasonable, because yes, there are seasons, there are phases that we go through. But I think it's too easy to hide behind those things and just not even tackle it or entertain it. And, you know, like we would say to a trainer who needs to tackle the objection of someone saying, I don't have the time to do this. We need to meet them halfway and say, I understand that there's lots of challenges, but there is a place that you can start. And, you know, there is an opportunity that you can take to start looking inwardly at what you could do differently today that would make you or at least get you on the journey to becoming that person who you need to be to get the external thing you want.
You use the word understand in there, and I think that's important to do with yourself as well. You know, you have to be humble enough to understand where your current limitations lie. And as my late granddad used to say to me often, you know, control what you can control and let go of what you can't. And I think that's very applicable in this circumstance. Like, you, there are still lots of things that you can do. So stop fucking blaming everything that's out of your control. Like, let that go. It's by definite, if you've defined it as out of your control, then the thoughts and the emotions that you have towards it can be better placed into things that you can control. And if that means that you can't find 100% perfection, well, welcome to the real world. Let's look for 20% improvement instead. And we'll utilize that. And we'll start there and we can build from it.
Yeah. What do you think? So for you, and this isn't prepared, but who do you feel you need to become?
Sorry, that reminds me of that scene in Anchorman when he pulls the flute out of his thing. Yeah. Like, I'm totally unprepared. Yeah. Genuinely, it's not. So what are you going to hit me with?
Is there anything that comes to mind, like, for you? And I'll also answer the same question. Maybe I'll try and go first, so I don't put you on the spot. But, like, who do you need to become for Velocity to grow to where we need it to be?
Great question.
Thank you. I'll go first, just because I think it's mean to come up with a question like that and not give you at least a little bit of time to prepare. But I think for me, I touched on it earlier. I think generally I've been quite a private person. Like, I haven't shared an awful lot on social. And you and I have big, lofty ambitions for Velocity. Like, we want to build an incredible community and group and brand of personal trainer who loves the in-person experience and wants to build an amazing business and livelihood out of it. And I think in order to, and in effect, we want to lead that segment of the industry. You know, we're not for online coaches. That's, you know, we are not for you. But if you love the in-person experience and want to make an incredible career out of that, then we're your guys. And so we want to lead that space. In order to lead, you have to be worthy of following. And in order to be worthy of following, you have to have the characteristics that people would want to aspire to. And so I'm looking inward at myself in the vein of this conversation and saying, okay, well, what do I need to do myself so that I am worthy of being followed? I think that's like a new level of thinking about, how do I grow my Instagram followers, or how do I get more likes? How do I get more group members? And that's the tactical version of the question. Whereas the inward, personal, introspective version is, how do I become more followable? Mm-hmm. And so what I'm working on, again, this was part of the reason why you and I wanted to do 75 Hard, is to go out there on record and say, this is what I'm going for. These are the things that I'm going to do to get there. And you can follow along while I become a better version of myself, specifically in my mental clarity, my energy, my focus, my fortitude, and all the things that, you know, 75 Harder relate to. And you and I are going to be doing this more and more in the context of Velocity and what we're trying to achieve, so that people can see and then decide whether they want to be part of this brand, this group, this community, this movement. So that's for me how I think about it at the moment.
Nice. Yeah. So I've got three things I've just written down here, and I'm working on all three of them, but they're by no means finished. But I recognize from writing them down and looking at it that I've come a hell of a long way in achieving these things. I'm probably halfway there. The first one, and I know that you'll know all of these things about me working so closely with me and us being friends for so long, but the first one is not getting sucked into the short term in terms of how I feel about Velocity. So not getting sucked into a bad day and letting that distract my mind into thinking that things are going wrong. If we have a bad month at Velocity, whether that's in, you know, not getting enough client results or not making enough sales or having a problem with something, a allowing myself to zoom out and look at the bigger picture and go, well, actually, everything tells us that things are good. And it, so, yeah, so switch that attention more to the long term, not just to always see positive things. We might look at the long term in something and realize that it's fucked and we need to change it. But you're going to do that because you're looking at enough data over time rather than one moment. So that's the first thing. The second one, which I've probably spoken to you less about, is really sort of recalibrating what my work is and being okay with spending 2 hours thinking. I'm a massive doer. I always have been all my life, and that's treated me very, very well. But I'm at a stage in my life and a stage in our business now where taking stock and stopping and thinking and really working something out before I action it, maybe to just create a piece of content or to create a campaign or to create a training for our coaches, requires time and some depth of thought. It's not something that I can do standing on my head because it needs more than that. And I think after 15 years of doing a job stood on your head, you think that you have to be pushing hard and doing something very tangible with an outcome, a direct outcome.
And so for the record, Craig wasn't a member of the circus or something, standing on his head, earning money for a living. That was a metaphor for personal training.
Little side job.
Yeah.
And here's the final one, probably the most profound one for me. One thing that I struggle with is to love myself a bit more and not think that work is about punishing yourself, i.e. the harder I grind, the more successful I'm going to become. That was taught to me indirectly by seeing other people very close to me and the way that they went about their business. I'm learning more and more now, you know, 19 years into running my own businesses, that actually you don't have to punish yourself. There are periods, you touched on it earlier, there are seasons, there are moments where you need to sprint. You need to work really hard. You might be running a 2-3-4 week promotional campaign. You might be building a big event. That's going to require a sprint. But what I'm learning is to be able to give that sprint everything you've got, you can't have already been sprinting. You need to have had a walk or a jog. And so I'm learning that about myself, about, you know, there was a time not very long ago where I wouldn't allow myself to not work past midnight. Whereas now I can stop at 9 p.m. and go, cool, I'm going to take the rest of the night off. There's stuff to do, but that's cool. Like, I'll get to it tomorrow because I'm not in a sprint and I need to respect that. And all of those things allow me to become the person that will be part of a business that's where we want to take it.
Yes, it's an amazing exercise to go through. And I hope that by us sharing some of this stuff, the listener can maybe can at least think about this for themselves as well. And the empowering thing about this whole exercise is that if you are the bottleneck, if you accept being the bottleneck to your own personal and professional growth, and you have that finger pointed inward, then you have all the power. You have all the power to get better. Whereas if you're pointing the finger at things and people, you're just like, you're stuck. You're locked in. You can't go anywhere because it's there. They're in control by definition. And I love that, you know, the reflections you shared there, because they're all of those things that are things that you can do stuff about, but they're tackling like beliefs that you've had in your head for quite a long period of time for at least some of them. And so, yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. Fair play to you.
The other empowering thing, right, is that if you're listening to this podcast, you've still got to where you are today with all of those things. If you're thinking about your own 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 25, whatever it is, things that you are in control of that you can change, you are still here today, exactly where you are right now, having achieved the things that you've achieved. Mm. So imagine ticking some more of those boxes. Where is that going to open up? Where is that going to take you? And that's what excites me about Velocity. You know, we have about 170 coaches in the program right now. We have a higher level program. Our coaches are absolutely killing it. And we're meeting more and more trainers, but we're only really scratching the surface. And if we can continue to develop ourselves into the people that can run something much, much bigger, then we get to affect a lot more people. And we get to, put our stamp on the industry. That's what we want, right? We want to put a dent in the failure rate of face-to-face coaching.
Yeah, Yeah, I thought a lot about this, and I mentioned it. We're going to talk about it more and more, about what mission we're on, and so that people can corral with us and join us on the mission. But yeah, like it comes down to having an epic story to tell. And obviously it speaks to our own ego. We've all got ego. Like, we want to do something big because it's fun and it's exciting, and we'll be proud of ourselves for doing it. And yeah, like, this is really just the start. We've been doing this for quite a long time, but I still feel like, and we chat quite often, that we feel like we're just getting started in many ways. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, it is, for sure. All right, team. Well, that was episode 51. Just 49 to go until I get my next milestone moment. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you next time.
See ya.